Power Hour Nation. Uncle Kevin's over here bouncing up and down.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've heard that music.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two fantastic websites. I got a text from Brett. He wanted to know if I was done playing hooky yet.
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything. I'm here, Brett.
You left the door open.
I didn't say anything.
Might do one show.
No.
That vacation's so nice.
No. Well, it was more the vacation. We were getting some things done, too, and we'll talk about that.
Oh.
And we'll get into that. I got the update on 2250, you know, my other, one of my nicknames.
That's right.
I got an update on that case.
I hope they just dismissed the case.
Well, not so fortunate, at least at this point, but we'll talk about that and what that means. Later on in the show, Dr. Stephen Turley. I've never met Dr. Turley. He is well known on YouTube and has a good following and has a really good perspective. We're going to talk about some of this Antifa, BLM, just different things going on. He's got a real Christian perspective. He's been quoted articles in different Christian magazines. I'm going to ask him about the Christian. Where are the Christians?
Where are they? Yeah.
I mean,
we should be in the road.
This is done if the Christians.
Oh, it, done.
I mean, even in. I mean, 1%.
Yeah.
If we had 1% of Christians who were pretty aggressive, we'd be on top of this.
Yep.
But whatever.
It's coming, though. It's coming.
Yes. Well, I leave just for a little bit. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. As John Adams says, it should be celebrated with fireworks. I was at my mother-in-law's, at my brother-in-law's, and he lives in a pretty nice neighborhood. The big 4th of July celebration was canceled. Big. One of the biggest in the country.
That's what I heard.
It's one of the biggest in the country. I've been to it. It's amazing. If you're close to it, I mean, it'll rock your chest. I mean, it's one of those deals. It's amazing. His neighbors got together, and they bought about $5,000 worth of fireworks.
That's good.
So that was pretty slick.
Yeah.
That was pretty neat being, we got to be close to that.
The word is they bought everybody out all across the country. Everybody who was selling fireworks was completely out by that night.
Well, tell about California, about the governor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The governor came up and said, anybody who's, goes out and sets off fireworks or doesn't do social distancing is going to get a $1,500 fine. Well, they had a helicopter. I don't know if it was iNews or whatever it was.
Going
over the city at night. And the whole city was lit up with fireworks. I mean, you know those ones that really go high that you can buy? And boom,
mortars.
Boom,
yeah.
Yeah, mortars. That's it. I mean, there must have been 25 at
boom,
a time.
Boom,
yeah,
boom,
at a time
boom,
going
yeah.
on as this guy's flowing over the top of the city. It was marvelous. It was great. Great people standing up.
Forevermore.
Loved it.
Forevermore, as John Adams said, July 4th should be celebrated with fireworks.
That's right.
Forever.
Yes.
Forever.
Well, it was this year extremely so.
Now, let me my wife has, at this reunion that we had for 4th of July with her family, there was 57 people there.
Woo.
And this is like the same one generation.
Right.
By the time you get to all the grandkids and there was a little.
I'll bet you there was some minds changed in the last 6 months since you've seen them.
Well, you know how I kind of get defensive, like just let one of them say something stupid.
Oh, I know.
Not one of them said anything stupid. Not one of them.
How can you? Garbage going on.
Not one of them. We had a little, I don't want to say ceremony, I don't know what. He's got a fire pit. There's 50-something people around this, and he's got a fire.
And it's probably cold up there at night.
It's a little chill. The fire feels good. It does. I mean, it was. So, he asked me to say a few words about 4th of July and why we celebrate this.
Oh, that was nice.
So I told the story about Samuel Whitmore and a couple more stories.
Oh, we love Samuel Whitmore.
The thing that was interesting to me, there's a lot of young children in this, a lot of young children. They couldn't take their eyes off me. You know how normally when somebody's telling a story, whatever, the kids are da, 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 da. I mean, not only were the adults listening, those young children were like riveted.
You touched their lives forever.
Well, I hope so.
Hopefully, yeah.
I hope they had a taste. That story about Samuel Whitmore is
just awesome. This is one of my favorite revolutionary stories of all time.
Well, by the rude bridge that arched the flood, there breezed April's flag unfurled. Here, once embattled, farmers stood and fired the shot around the world. Ralph Waldo Emerson on the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence in Lexington, Concord. Samuel Whitmore that day, hero. Have these cities gone crazy since the last we've done the show together?
Yeah.
that was easy.
Yeah, that was.
We've talked about Robert E. Lee statues. We've talked about Confederate statues. Now, you know my position. Anybody who says the Civil War was all about slavery is completely wrong.
Yeah, doesn't
anybody
know nothing.
Anybody who says it was nothing to do with slavery is completely wrong. Right. The truth is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, what, 2% of the people, the Southerners, had slaves?
Well, it's a joke. If you go listen to the diary, unless you're talking about the most extreme diehards of the Civil War era, unless you're talking about the most extreme, the soldiers, none of the soldiers were fighting to free slaves. None of them. They were fighting for the North to maintain the Union. The South was maintaining for their own independence and to rule themselves.
Right.
If you ask some of the Civil War soldiers in the South, why are you fighting? Well, because you're here.
Yeah.
Why am I fighting? Well, you're on our land. You're on our land. Yeah. You invaded. The War of Northern Aggression is completely accurate when describing the quote-unquote Civil War.
Yeah, and it was taxation without representation.
There was a lot of things. Slavery's in there. The question of slavery.
All the above.
We've gone over that, and I'd like to get a couple people that really know this subject to get into some depth. But if you say the Civil War is all about slavery, you're ignorant. If you say it's nothing to do with slavery, you're ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is somewhere in the middle. Both flags represented slavery. Slavery was legal in the North.
It sure was.
So which one was the slave flag? The Stars and Stripes or the Confederate flag? They both were.
They both were. Yeah, supposedly slaves almost built New York City back in the days.
That's right. Now we're getting off. But Lincoln, the Emancipation Proclamation, do you know why Lincoln did that? The number one reason why Lincoln did that Emancipation Proclamation?
Set him free.
No. No.
To get tax money out of him.
Lincoln wanted to send every black back to Africa.
He didn't have enough money.
Well, that and he died. It was shot.
Yeah.
Do you know why? No. You don't know why. France, I believe it's France and maybe England, but France was about to recognize the South, the Confederacy, as an independent country.
Yes.
As soon as they would have recognized them as an independent country, the Civil War is done.
Yeah.
It's done. Then they really look like what they are, the aggressors. The North would have been. They were about to recognize the South as an independent nation.
Mm-hmm.
And once they would have done that, it would have been over. And so he said, well, I got to do something. I got to turn the PR tide. We'll make this.
Yeah.
We'll take the moral high ground.
Yeah, it was 1863 he did that, right?
Right. 1862, 2 years into the war.
2 years into the war.
This is so much about slavery.
Yeah.
It's 2 years into the war.
2 years into the war.
And you know his quote. See, I don't know why we're getting all into this. It's because once you twist history, to the victors go the spoils, and the victors also write the textbooks.
Write the history.
When you start twisting this, I said this over and over, and this is why this is so important. An awful lot of Americans died for that Confederate flag.
They sure did.
And to be so disrespectful towards them and how it's twisted the meaning, it disgusts me. Now, this is not the most important aspect of this, and we've talked about this ad nauseum. What do they really want? Whose statue do they really want to take down? Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
Lately, I don't watch a lot of TV.
Me neither. Sickening.
And I catch little things. I see, you know, people, you all send me great stories, which is fantastic. I apologize if I don't get them all. I get a lot. Anyway, thank you. But some of you alert me to this. Here lately, the amount of stories about Thomas Jefferson and Monticello and slaves has been staggering. CBS did a big thing in Monticello, which is the home of Thomas Jefferson.
That's right.
Where he met with some of Thomas Jefferson's relatives, some of them white from his white wife, and some of them from Sally Hemings, the black wife, the slave wife.
The slave.
Or I don't know if it was wife, but whatever it is.
I don't think he married her, but he might.
Well, he only had six kids with her.
I know.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Okay. He married her under God.
Well, yeah, whatever. So anyway, it has children there. And never mind the dripping with irony. They called him a racist, but yet he copulated with a black slave and had not just, you know, some fling, had right. six children with her. Had 6 children with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now he's a racist. I mean, and especially in that time, 1800? Are you kidding me? Yeah. Anyway, they go on about how they don't, one of them, and on CNN, they don't want a Jefferson Monument in Washington, D.C. anymore. They want it to be Monticello because it gives the context of Thomas Jefferson. One of them said, the slave said, well, Thomas Jefferson didn't do enough. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Thomas Jefferson was not some person who had the freedom, I should say, to just mouth off about anything he wanted to mouth off about. He was the author of the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. He was president of the United States. He was governor of Virginia before that. He was Thomas freaking Jefferson. Let me tell you what Thomas freaking Jefferson did when he was the one tasked to write the Declaration of Independence. In the first drafts, he demanded that England abolish slavery.
Correct.
Anybody who knows anything about history, to understand the weight and the moment for Thomas Jefferson to put that in the Declaration of Independence, to then go back and say he did nothing for slaves, that he was a racist and he did nothing to help their cause. I have no patience for
right.
them.
It's ridiculous.
The risk, the going out on a limb. He is from Virginia to write that in the Declaration of Independence. I have studied it a decent amount, still have no comprehension of the weight of him doing that.
Yeah.
It was after that, it was because South Carolina and Georgia wouldn't support it if it included. They wanted a unanimous declaration, which was correct. They had to have a unanimous declaration. They took it out.
Didn't they only they came one vote short.
When he was governor of Virginia,
he
wanted a sunset. Now, look, here's the other thing you have to understand. So his relative or the newscaster said in the late 1700s, abolitionists came to him to get him to speak, and he wouldn't come out and help them. So?
Yeah.
So what? So what? I mean, it's even that. Politically, he's about to run for president. He was governor of Virginia.
Yeah.
He's supposed. Okay, let me tell you what he did. You know, when people are in these type of positions, you just can't. And who were these abolitionists that came to him?
Yeah.
Who were they? They were coming to him. What were they doing? What was their real agenda? What was
he? You don't know him from Adam.
He is Thomas freaking Jefferson.
Yeah.
He doesn't just align himself with any Yahoo who is speaking something, even if he agrees with it or disagrees with it.
Yep.
So let me tell you what he did do. As governor of Virginia, he pushed the bill. He pushed the bill.
He did.
To put a sunset clause on slavery in Virginia, meaning, you know, there'll be slavery for so long, they're going to phase it out and whatever, 10 years, 20 years, going to slowly phase it out.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who sits there and tells you, well, he should have just got rid of it, you are an ignorant moron.
Yeah.
You know nothing of the history of a country. You know nothing of the history of these slaves. You're just going to stop. Okay, they're slaves. They're ripped from their country. Some of them don't even speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, okay, you're free going to society. Where are they going? What are they doing?
Yeah.
You don't think Thomas Jefferson knew that? He's as brilliant a politician as we have ever had. And when I say me, I don't mean he's a brilliant politician like Nancy Pelosi's a brilliant politician. Mm-hmm. I mean a politician that's brilliant. Maybe right. that's how I should say it. Right. He is the most, you understand what I'm saying.
I think he has the best political mind ever.
In American history, yeah. I would say, you know, who could
better?
Compare? He's the author of the American ideal, you know, with some other people, John Adams, you know, a few other people, preachers, all things, but to codify it, Thomas Jefferson is the author of the American experiment.
Oh, yeah.
The idea of it. If you're going to say one person.
And he ran over to France and said, when they had their revolution, said, oh, this is a scam. They're going the wrong way. And ran for his life coming back to America.
That's right. So anyway, so what did he do? So in Virginia, he came one vote in Virginia House for passing a sunset law. So people say, oh, he didn't do enough. Are you kidding me? He put his whole political career on the line to do that.
To do that.
Are you serious? He is Thomas freaking Jefferson.
And he came one vote short.
So what did he do as a president? So why he didn't do enough. In 1807, he did on his second term, he did an executive order, all slaves importation will stop.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I'd say
what more do you want him to do at the time? Yeah. What more? You didn't see none of the other presidents do that.
Nope.
What more would you want him to do? It's 1800. It's not 2020.
Yeah, they didn't like what you do. They went up, slapped you in the face, and you were out in the parking lot in a duel.
Well, the states wouldn't even allow him to put in the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, so this idea, and then this idiot descendant of Thomas Jefferson said, well, he wrote that all men are created equal, but he didn't do anything about it. I'm like, you are such a... I've explained this to several times, and I'm very emotional about it. I'm trying not to be emotional. I apologize. This is so, so very important. And I believe that you, when these conversations come up, you got to have ammo to combat this. The idea that somebody's created equal, and people say, well, that means equal under the law. That is not what the founding fathers meant. That is not what it meant in the Declaration in the context of John Adams, Franklin, Livingston, Sherman, and Thomas Jefferson when they wrote the Declaration of Independence. Being created equal, all men are created equal, endowed by their creator, means that every person has their own sovereign dominion over what God gave them, meaning their body, their person, and their faculties. That's what that means. It doesn't mean equal under the law. It doesn't mean all men have equal wealth, social justice. So the definition of social justice is the equal distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges. That is communism.
That is communism. Absolutely.
The Black Lives Matter is a communist front organization. That's right. Every time you hear social justice, they put social and justice, they put justice with it so it sounds good. Social justice is an antithesis of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Equal distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges. Notice it doesn't say rights.
Right.
It says privileges.
Yep.
So there you go. It's Thomas Jefferson they're going after. Why? Because he dared to write the most. Go ahead.
If they can take down Thomas Jefferson, they can take down our country.
Boy, well, you just said a powerful statement there.
That's their plans.
Then this is the social revolution that is
exactly
coming.
Exactly. The communists had it in China.
Nazis used the same. Nazis used social justice. Absolutely. They use the same word.
I heard that in an old film in 1945 when that lady was picking through bricks in But in Germany, she's picking through bricks looking for food. And a guy comes up with her with a camera and says, can you talk to me about, what was going on and what you thought about the war and stuff like that? And she comes out and says, yeah, in the beginning, Hitler was really good. He brought the Autobahn. He did this. He did that. And then he was talking about social justice. Everybody loved it when he was talking about social justice. So that's an old phrase that they're just reusing over and over.
Communists used it, and Hitler used it. I think Russia did too, a little different phrase, but basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they manipulate.
Just following a blueprint.
Yeah, it's a blueprint.
Yeah.
So
does it mean anything? No.
Yeah, it means they want to erase the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. That's what it means.
That's what it means. Is it important to your life? No. not in my view.
Not unless you're, lady's name? Susan Rosenberg. She was arrested for terrorism, going to be in jail for basically all her life. Bill Clinton let her off, and now she's the main fundraiser for BLM. So if you're Susan Rosenberg and you're the main fundraiser for Black Lives Matter, then that term matters.
Yeah, exactly. You got me there.
Roger Stone got his sentence commuted.
That's beautiful. We love Roger Stone.
Your watch running a little better today. Your Trump watch, right?
It's a minute ahead of time. In case there's any trouble ahead.
Yeah, you got a minute. You got a minute ahead.
Yes, exactly. It's so good that they commuted his sentence and not
why
and not
explain part. That.
Because in a year he's got a he's got an appeal in a year. And if they pardon him, he would...
It's done. The case is done.
Yeah, he would not have his appeal. He says, out of his own mouth, I heard him say, that if he's so glad that he got, commuted, so that allows him to, a year from now, to go in and have his trial, be
exonerated,
and then he said he's going to sue the bejesus out of these people that did this.
That's how you stop it.
That's how you stop it. So good.
Of course, Pelosi, Schumer, the whole John Brennan, who was involved with spying on all of America, talked about how unconstitutional this was and how Then Mitt Romney, one of my least favorite politicians. You know who Pelosi is, but Romney, I hate snakes in the grass.
He's just a dirtbag.
I hate traitors.
He's just a dirtbag.
He came out and said this is the height of a president pardoning someone who lied for him. This is the height of corruption. This is the height of constitutional whatever. Mitt Romney said the most evil thing I have ever heard a politician say in public, ever.
And I know it.
What is it?
Corporations are people, too.
Corporations are people, too. He said corporations are people, too. In one swoop, he just lowered man to a created paper under a state.
A stack of paper.
That's what a corporation is.
That's what a corporation is.
And controlled by the state, founded by the state, give privileges by the state.
That's right.
That we are somehow, people of the United States, are somehow appendages to the state.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most evil thing I've ever heard a politician say. I would ask Mitt Romney... Trump's contention is that Roger Stone was treated unfairly. Of course he was.
Of course he was.
You got 30 people at his house in the middle of the night.
Tip off CNN.
Yeah.
So they got cameras there.
Yeah, make him look as bad as possible.
As evil as possible, yeah.
So we're going to go on the other side. We're going to discuss this a little more. Huh. And we're going to ask about Michael Flynn. I'd like to ask Mitt Romney a question about Michael Flynn.
Michael Flynn, they're putting the boots to him, you know?
We will be back. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stephen Turley in 30 minutes. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Great to be with you.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. Thing we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's theparamall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The little booklet, pamphlet, or whatever you want to call it, The Victory for State Sovereignty by Sheriff Richard Mack, that's essential that you have that, that you at least, it's not very big. You need to understand that a little bit and understand the, mm-hmm. the role of sheriffs. This is a big key
paramount.
Thing.
Paramount. At this time.
You know, Richard, in, I think it's Washington, I love when Richard calls. Richard says, well, the Bill of Rights don't matter. The Bill of Rights do matter.
Yeah, of course it does.
They matter. That's the authority that the sheriff stopped gun control in Virginia.
They did.
They're stopping these masks. You're seeing sheriffs all over across America saying,
we ain't wearing them.
Well, they said, we might wear them, but we're not going to enforce a,
right.
It's an unlawful order.
True.
You cannot force someone in the United States of America to wear a mask to go get their mail from the mailbox.
Can't do it.
You can't do it by law. And the Bill of Rights is your justification. So what is the justification that these sheriffs are using to do some of these things? The Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights.
So it does matter.
Yeah.
And I know what Richard is saying, but the Bill of Rights do matter. And they're going to matter as long as we say they matter.
That's right.
And they always matter, eternally. Yep. They always matter. We got the flash sales. Ancient Minerals Magnesium products are on sale, 15%. The Body Butter Ultra. I have not tried that, Body Butter. That sounds nice, doesn't it? Body Butter?
I mean, you rub it on you?
I think it's like a lotion or something.
Oh.
So you get magnesium in your muscles and things.
Oh. Remember that guys went to the sports football players and they rubbed that magnesium in their
yeah.
legs and didn't get have cramps?
They didn't have cramps or they didn't pull hamstrings as
yeah,
much
that's
too.
That's right. Yeah.
The I like butter. Body butter just sounds even better.
Sounds even better.
Magnesium flakes, magnesium lotion, lotion ultra, all on sale at the Power Mall. Pocket Constitution and the Victory for State Sovereignty. If you're going to pick one, get the one by Richard Mack. You can look up the Constitution online. But
right.
this thing about Richard Mack.
Very important.
The Pocket Constitution is great. This little thing about the information. But you talk to somebody about the Constitution, it's like, okay, whatever, it's over the head. But that little book and the things that it says in there are powerful. Bulk C, Purely C Bulk Powder, Zeotrex. Dr. Group is going to be...
Oh, we love Dr.
He's coming on tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
So Zeotrex is takes out heavy metals.
That's what I need.
Heavy metals?
Yeah.
Get rid of them?
I haven't done them in a few years, so I got to do it again.
Healthy balance from Mother Earth Minerals, a great way to get your minerals, calcium, zinc, selenium, under your tongue.
It's
liquid, goes right into the bloodstream.
I just bought some. I did not know that they put it all in one bottle.
Yeah, before you couldn't mix them because they wouldn't mix right.
Yeah.
You couldn't put them under your tongue.
And it was a pain in the neck. You know, if you got five of them, you had to do, you know.
Chug and wait.
So it took you a long time. Now it's all in one bottle, one easy step. I love it.
Essential Digestive Plus. I don't always remember it. Probably like every other meal, every other big meal, I remember. And there's a difference. If I take my enzymes and if I don't, there's a difference in how
sure.
I feel afterwards.
Yeah, you feel bloated if you don't. A little
yeah. Hyzor Q10 from the health for, or from your heart for your brain. Astaxanthin with DHA. OptiVita vitamin D. Stephen Turley's going to join us in a little while. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. I've done a lot of research. And people tell me a lot of things, and I tell you things. A lot of things I don't tell you because it's, you know, it's maybe not appropriate or
might get me killed.
Yeah. that too sometimes. you know, and it's like, you know, I understand when people say, why didn't Thomas Jefferson do this? Why don't I tell you everything I know? You just can't. Why? Here's what the reason I say that. I believe this fall is going to be one hell of a bumpy ride.
Tumultuous.
And from everything I've told, you need to be ready. You need to be ready if you got to be in your house for a month.
Yes.
Maybe 6 weeks. Maybe 2 months.
2 months. 3 months. Who knows?
Start with 30 days. Yeah. You need to be able to stay in your house if possible or as close as you can for 30 days.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't work out that way. I'm telling you, I'm taking this serious enough. That's where I'm going with this. I mean, me and Kevin, we're going over kind of, you know, what do we have? What do we, you know, just making sure we have most things, but let's make sure. Let's get everything. Let's make sure. If we need to stay here for 30 days, we can stay at the house for 30 days.
And if you don't have a gun, I suggest you get one.
My mother-in-law is going to get another gun. She has a gun that she can't pull back very good.
Yeah.
I said, well, get one you can. Just go get one that you can.
Yeah, get a revolver.
Get something.
Get something.
Yeah.
Anyway,
getting your immune system up, the magnesium, the zinc, the selenium, the vitamin D, the vitamin C, the phosphatidylcholine, the heart drops, these are all essential. The most profound product we've ever sold is at heart drops, and it helps your immune system at the same time that it cleanses your arteries. I mean, miracles have been formed.
Yeah, I told you. You know, it's I can double the sit-ups and double the push-ups, and I don't think I'm done yet. I don't think I'm completely cleared out. So I'm really looking forward to the next stage. Well, and when you were talking about that feeling in your that fresh
chest,
I got it now. I never had it. Yeah.
Well, what he's talking about, when I first started taking the heart drops, I just put them in my mouth and swallowed them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, I don't know, something may be done. The garlic's probably helping my immune system, whatever. I mean, it's helping me some, right. I think. I didn't experience the things that everybody's talking about. When I started putting them under my tongue, and a lot of it,
yeah.
Like really pounding it under my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you put it under your tongue, leave it there for 30 seconds to a minute, let it absorb, and do that 2 or 3 times a day. I noticed things started happening. I'd feel things in my chest. I'd feel like how would you describe it?
Yeah, something fresh.
Something's going on.
Something's going on, yeah.
You feel something release or pull or I don't even know what the word is.
And I went from, doing 20 sit-ups and 20 push-ups to now I can do 40. And 40 without too
boom,
much.
Just like boom, that.
Like overnight, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just what you said. I was talking to Wayne, and I was taking, you know, 1 to 2.
Just a little bit.
A day,
yeah.
You know, because I never had a heart problem.
Right.
I never had a heart problem. I was just going to take it for
you. Do have a crease.
Oh, I do. Yeah, that's why I was taking it. So, Wayne goes, did you ever feel that rush of oxygen? And I said, no, I never felt that. You know, he goes, how long have you been on it? I said, 6 months. And he goes, well, how many are you taking? I said, 1 or 2 a day. He says, double or triple that and see what happens. Sure enough, I double or triple it. About 2 weeks later, bam, you know, my push-ups, you know, I'm blasting past 20. You know, all of a sudden I'm at 40. And if I really push, I can get to 45. Yeah, amazing. And I don't think I'm done yet. You know, I think
so. It's very quick.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but I was on it 6 months, you know, doing it a maintenance dose. But then when I blasted it, like you were saying, 3 times a day, twice, it really.
And I still noticed, then I went down and just kind of did a maintenance dose.
Mm-hmm.
And now here lately, I said, okay, well, I want to crank it up again. I still feel little. It's like it's getting to the little arteries and little veins now and things.
The capillaries.
The capillaries.
That's right.
The capillaries.
Yes,
it's really amazing
product.
The kidney support, the CardioCom.
Love it.
Here at the Power Hour, we want you happy.
Healthy.
Happy above all. That's why it says in the, so you know, ladies and gentlemen, why it says that in Declaration of Independence. The founding fathers theorized what is the greatest achievement, the greatest state of mankind. And they came to the conclusion it is to be happy.
Yeah.
They can't make you happy.
Can't make it.
But you have been given by God, by your creator, the mandate, the opportunity to pursue, the ability to pursue that happiness to your fulfillment. So happiness, we want you to be happy. We want you to be healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. That's
absolutely
what we want. The Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Load up. We have sale on the man is not on sale at the website. I don't think many of our dealers, whatever, we've even cut down because of things. It's not on sale. It's only on sale. You call here at the Power Hour because of you, because my relationship with you. There's a lot of orders going on. Things are flying off the shelves. It's hard to keep supplies. There's the whatever. I would recommend you want to take it as a sales pitch. Go ahead. I don't care what you take it as. I'm telling you what I'm doing.
And 3 months from now, if things hit the fan, you're not going to be able to get it.
There's no way.
No way you're going
to
be able.
You may not even be able to get magnesium from the Power Mall. You have no idea. So anyway, getting back to, we have a caller. Tom in Michigan. Tom in Michigan, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi. I guess you can hear me.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
You were talking about the wearing the masks, and it occurs to me that we're I'm in Michigan, and our governor now says, if you're in an area where other people are, even outside, and you're not wearing a mask, they're gonna give a $500 fine.
Jeez.
Anytime anybody's indoors with anybody, $500 fine. If I get one of those $500 tickets, I'm going to court for sure. I'm wondering where the heck our governor gets any authority to tell anybody.
He doesn't have any authority.
You know, it's a woman, but no, she doesn't.
She doesn't have authority. Absolutely none.
Under law.
I mean, I'm looking at the Ninth Amendment, and I'm thinking, the rights, nothing in the Constitution takes away the rights of the people, and I have right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. I can see, okay, if I want to go in a store, it's private property, it's in a store, no shoes, no service, anything like, that's okay, because that would be trespassing if I want, and I'll wear a mask if they want me to, but I don't see where the governor, the government
she
is.
She has no authority.
And, she's absolutely wrecking Michigan. I was cruising down the road the other day.
Tom, I don't know where you live, and I can't remember his counties. There's a sheriff.
I'm in Detroit.
Oh, well.
I'm in Detroit.
Okay, there was a county.
I'm here, yeah.
Sheriff Leaf, I don't know what county he's in.
Yeah.
Sheriff Leaf is in one of the out suburban counties. His name is Sheriff Leaf. I'm not, if you can find him. He's been trained by Sheriff Mack. He is a constitutional sheriff. He won't enforce any of those.
You got to talk to your sheriff.
Yeah.
Not
Detroit.
Okay, yeah, there is a sheriff. Okay, go ahead.
I would try to talk to your sheriff about it and say, this is unconstitutional. What's your feeling on it? Don't be too crazy with him, because he might arrest you.
I don't know. They're pretty busy at the sheriff department. I think it'd probably be easier just to wait and see if something happens and just take it to court.
We don't know if you'll lose court. Here's what you can do. And I was going to tell about my plane ride back. My plane ride there, I said a little bit about all that and how I got a lot of flack for not wearing a mask. I didn't wear a mask on a plane. None of my children did. We had a letter from a doctor. On the way back, I think they talked to their people. I think it's been a little bit, and they got everything straight. They said, well, sir, you don't have a mask. I said, ma'am, we have a medical exemption for me and all my family. I said, okay, just tell them when you go on board. I mean, they didn't give me any problem whatsoever. I think they've been talked to, because you cannot, they have no problem giving you a $500 fine for a mask, but what they know about the American Disabilities Act, that they can't be just,
you don't have to tell them because of,
you don't owe them an explanation. They're not a doctor.
Yeah.
They're not a doctor.
You got privacy with HIPAA.
I have a medical exemption, and, And so,
I can't wear the mask.
I can't wear the mask. And that's all you need to say.
And if you look up HIPAA, there's a big fine. I think it's a $100,000 fine for violating that HIPAA. So there's where you can start at.
And if they question you any further or if they harass you, so just say, sir, just be very polite.
Yeah.
The more polite you are, just, sir, I have a medical exemption. On this, I can't wear a mask medically.
Yeah, but I don't. I'd have to lie to him. You know what?
How is that lying?
I do when I go on
Tom, before. Hold on, well, Tom. How is that lying? Do, you do have a medical exemption. You got to breathe oxygen.
Yeah, it lowers your oxygen.
But I don't put the mask over my nose, so I breathe through.
Okay,
my nose.
Well, I'm just giving you some tools to deal with.
Yeah, some
anything? We got to go to some news.
Say, yeah, here's some tools for you. You know, when I get in there in the court, you know, I simply say, you know, Title 4 of the United States Code, Section 5, describes the civilian flag of the United States of America, and I don't see a civilian flag in this court, you know. So does the court have any proof that I'm not a civilian? Because I'm saying that's what I am. So court lacks subject matter jurisdiction.
That's true.
I agree with you 100%.
100%, but you get a judge, he'll hold you in contempt for bringing that.
That's where you remember what happened to Bundy.
Have you gone to court before?
I got 20 days once for contempt for doing that. But
good for you, Tom.
Finally.
Yeah,
twenty days.
I know you did. I'm warning people. We don't want people to get in trouble, you know. Because
but you need to know this. I think what you're saying is very important, Tom. I salute you.
God bless you.
You
got to call up more and tell your experiences other day.
We gotta run, Tom. Last thought is yours.
Well, thanks for taking my call. So,
yeah, God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon. Listen, Tom. What a hero.
Bam!
Contempt of court. I'll take it.
I'll take my 20 days.
Yeah, stick it up your...
Yeah.
Anyway, Jessica Whitaker was arguing with the BLM. She's a mother arguing with the BLM about something. She said all lives matter, and they went about nuts. And so then she was walking away, and somebody shot her.
Yeah,
I heard that story.
I got that story.
The McCluskeys in St. Louis, you know, they're the ones who went out of their property. The protesters or demonstrators or whatever were in private property in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, well, now the DA got a warrant and took his gun from him.
Yeah, that's it. Now he can't protect his property, so they can come back and burn it.
Well, one of the local gun dealers gave him another AR.
I thought that was great. I love that.
I thought that was great. Let's power through some news stories here. Right. Chinese virologist flees Hong Kong, accuses Beijing of COVID-19 cover-up. Yan is her name.
I only caught half the story. Is she in America, or is she still trying to get to America? Because if she ain't in America, she's,
yes.
Oh, she's in America?
Dr. Lei Ming Yan, who specialized in immunology at Hong Kong School of Public Health, fled Hong Kong April 28th on a Cathay Pacific flight to the United States.
Excellent.
She adds that they likely had an obligation to tell the world, given their status as a World Health Organization reference laboratory. So China had an obligation. Supposedly 7 years ago they discovered this.
Yep.
So for 7 years they've been
hiding it.
They've been manipulating it. They've been geoengineering it.
Making it deadlier.
Long documented link between measles vaccination and autism. This is a very important article. Children's Health Defense Biological Evidence tells a different story from the mainstream narrative. We've known this for a long time. Mothers have known this. And God bless you mothers and show you what conviction and what voices do. Talk about fighting a billion, even trillion-dollar industry and the full force. You want to see corporate corruption at its finest, highest, is this vaccine that you buy these corporations.
Yep.
And the mothers who would stay there and would scream and would cry and would not relent and would not be dissuaded, they're getting the attention, and now it's starting to break through. Yep. To people's mainstream consciousness on this. God bless you.
And Bill Gates. The story about Bill Gates. I got that Bill
Go
Gates
ahead.
Story where which you were thinking. U.S. billionaire Gates is the big on coronavirus, and he predicts he wants 7 billion people in the world vaccinated, and he predicts 700,000 of those.
700 million.
700 million. That's right.
10%.
10% are going to have problems. He didn't say deaths, but he said... Severe problem.
Severe reaction. He admits right from the beginning, 10% are going to have severe reactions.
And you know, if it's 10, if he's saying 10%,
it's 50.
It's more like 50%.
Well, no, those at 10% are going to keel over.
Yeah, they'll just keel over. They'll just drop over. Yeah, the other ones will be permanent.
Yeah, they'll have a twitch, and they can't raise their left arm when the temperature goes below 40. Lisa Marie Presley's son, which is Elvis's grandson, is dead. It's sad. I don't know why we brought that, but I always love Elvis.
I love Elvis, yeah.
Love his voice anyway, but he...
supposedly alive.
Or was for a long time. I think he's dead now. So I've heard that.
Yeah.
LeBron James and other NBA players react to suspension of ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Free Woj, senator from Missouri, our own Missouri boy, Josh Hawley, wrote a letter to the ESPN. Oh, okay, so it's okay. So you're going to shut up people's voices about criticizing China, but now it's okay to support Black Lives Matter. So he's asking a viable question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody said something about China, you shut them up and you want to fire them.
Right.
But now, Black Lives Matter, you can say anything you want.
Exactly.
And so we asked that. So Free Woj, you know, use your imagination. F, U, C, and, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
U. F, U. Yeah. He wrote and it got out, and so he got suspended. So LeBron James... of course, supporting the foul-mouthed
crap.
Washington Redskins expected to retire nickname today, and I think that has gone official. I think they had a press. They're probably why the show's on.
You know, corporations putting huge amount of pressure on them.
I grew up an Atlanta Braves fan. The Chop
was amazing.
How many times
did we go to the stadium and sitting there doing the Chop? The feeling in that state
was amazing.
Amazing.
The energy, the culture, the power of that. I'm part Indian.
Yeah.
I adore.
I love the Chop.
The Chop. Adore.
And the Indians around there loved the Chop too.
You know, they get one or two that just got an agenda, and they get a bunch of white people around them. What the heck do they know about being Indian? And this is racist. Okay, whatever. Kristen Limbaugh Bloom, the secret to a daily Bible discipline is not what you'd expect. This is an interesting article. I think, you know, people who read the Bible, sometimes expect to have some great revelation every day. She says, no, you just got to expect every day. You know, do you remember what you ate 2 weeks ago on a Thursday? No, you don't.
No.
But you did eat and it nourished you through the day.
That's
right. So that's the attitude you need to have about the Bible.
That's a good correlation.
Yeah. So you don't remember, you may not even remember what you read in the Bible. You may not have had some flashing light or some inspiration. Sometimes you do. You do it enough. It's input output,
It
still was nourishing you. Yo Gotti and Jay-Z sue officials over COVID outbreak in a Parchment prison. This is a prison in Mississippi.
They have no standing.
Well, that's what I said.
Standing. They're not jail. They can't.
They're doing it in behalf of the. They're not. I think they're doing it in behalf of some of. They sent out a questionnaire.
I don't know.
FBI agents knew Michael Flynn was not acting as an agent of Russia. New evidence revealed. This is huge. The question I have for Mitt Romney is. Well, you say Roger Stone was lying and was treated fairly. Was Michael Flynn treated fairly? Mitt?
Yeah, Mitt.
Mitt?
I wish somebody would delve into your back, Mitt. I think they would find a lot of skeletons in it.
Ooh.
And some nasty skeletons,
too. We don't need
to
even go there.
No.
Trump spares Stone from imprisonment, sparking howls from amnesiac Democrats. Why am I laughing at this? I hate when I find myself being, you know, a Republican Democrat, kind of paradigm.
Yeah, we hate them both.
I do, but I really hate the Democrats.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, I hate the
Democrats. Yeah.
Cops raid mansion of St. Louis couple who defended home from protesters. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Todd, we have a caller. Who is it? Is it Bob in Kansas?
Hey, Bob.
Bob in Kansas, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, sir?
All right, real quick, I got one good one for you.
Good. We love your stuff.
Do you know how Bill and Melinda Gates said they were going to try a vaccine and test the black people first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they said that.
Yeah, because
they love them. They went to clinical trial in South Africa. And South Africa had mass demonstrations saying, we are not your lab rats, and we don't want the gates of hell here.
Yeah, that was great.
Wow.
Yeah, that was great.
Did you see the...
When are the American people going to get that much backbone, huh?
Oh, they will. It's coming. It's coming.
I don't know, Bob. It's a good question. You know, did you see the Louis Farrakhan?
Yes.
Don't take it. They're trying to kill you.
Yes.
That's what he said.
And,
they're trying to kill you.
And he's right.
They're trying to kill you. Don't you take their vaccine.
Yeah, he's right. He's absolutely right.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes for it. Dr. Stephen Turley on the other side. How omega-3s might help prevent cytokine storm. Omega-3s, cod liver oil, phosphatidylcholine, vitamin D optimization, molecular hydrogen, ketone esters, astaxanthin, melatonin, all these very important keys to all this.
All wellness.
At the Power Mall, to wellness. Houston leaders call for lockdown because of the active cases of coronavirus. This is a joke right now. I've been told that they're going to release, that this is a binary weapon, and then they're going to release something. Somebody's going to release something much worse to combine with this, or it's going to be much more brutal this fall. That's what I've been told.
That's what I heard too.
That's what I've been told. Get your immune system two different places. Get your zinc. You notice how they attacked colloidal silver? We are coming out with a new colloidal silver product. It is the best I've ever seen, the best delivery system. It's going to be ready very soon. Excellent. We're going to have the guy on talk about it. There is nothing like it. And we're going to give you a great price right from the beginning. I just want it out.
Yeah.
I want it in your hands. I want you to have a lot of them.
And tell your friends.
Very soon we're going to have that. Stephen Turley on the other side. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.